so many thousand years before. These old rocks were the bones of a haplocanthosaur. It was as tall as a house, not about as general's house. Their bones are petrified, and later they are pacified. A skeleton may indicate, but imagination animates the minds. I just need to see the fluid grace and subtlety of animal fitted perfectly to rule the world of what we see. Of a flying animal now called a pterosaur has been found 100 miles from the presumed seashore. One kind had teeth like a whale, one kind had a heck of a ring, one kind would have been 37 feet green wing. Their bones are petrified, and later they are pacified. A skeleton may indicate, but imagination animates the minds. The fluid grace and subtlety of animal fitted perfectly to rule the world of what we see. Here's the sort of bird that we don't see. In some of the books, it's not treated quite respectfully. End of the stick, then give an Archaeopteryx. Their bones are petrified, and they are classified. A skeleton may indicate, but imagination animates. Mind's eye is need to see the fluid grace and subtlety of animals fitted perfectly to rule the world like the one we see.